Today's shiur is Masechta Bava Kamma, Daf Gimel, and we will begin on Daf Beis, Amud Beis, 9 lines from the bottom. We began the Masechta yesterday. The Mishnah discussed Ovis Nezikin, and therefore the Gemara taught us if there are Ovis, there must be Taldois. The Gemara gave us precedents where sometimes Taldois are treated like the Ovis. Sometimes Taldois are not treated the same way as Avos. And then the Gemara wanted to know what is the situation regarding Nezikin. Are the Taldois of Nezikin treated like the Avos or not? Rav Papa said sometimes they are, sometimes they aren't. And what the Gemara is in the middle of doing is trying to identify where is the situation that the Taldois are not treated like the Avos, which really is based on first identifying what are the Avos. And then we could identify what are the Taldois. And then we could analyze if the Taldois should or should not be treated like the Avos. So the first Av that the Gemara identified was Keren. And the Gemara identified what the Av of Keren was. The Gemara identified what the Taldois of Keren were. And the Gemara at the end of our Shia said, based on what we understood to be the Av and the Toldos of Keren, there is no reason why the Av and Keren should not, and Toldos of Keren should not be treated the same way. So we go back to where we started. Elo asked the Gemara, Toldos Seyem Lav Kiyotzben Dom Rapapa. Rapapa told us that there are situations by Nezikin that the Toldos are not treated like the Keren. Ahai, regarding what situation does he mean? Because Ilema Ahani, if we're going to say that it refers to Karen, the question is, my shot not Karen, what is the defining characteristic of Karen? The Kavanos Lahazik, Umamanacha Vishmaras Alecha, it has intent to do damage, it's your money, and you have to watch it. Hani Nami, so too do all the Toldos of Karen have these characteristics of being Kavanos Lahazik, Umamanacha Vishmaras Alecha. And therefore, they had to be. There's no reason to differentiate between the Toldos of Karen and the Av of Karen. El, the Toldos of Karen must be treated like Karen. So, v'chi kam Rapapa. When did Rapapa say that Toldos Seyem laf kiyotz behen? Says the Gemara, it must be he's referring to Shein v'rega. The Avos Nezikin of Shein v'rega. So, first the Gemara identifies how we know that Shein v'rega are Avos Nezikin. Says the Gemara, Shein v'regel hechik sivi. Where does the Torah teach us that these are indeed Avos Nezikin? Says the Gemara, the Tanya. We learned in a Braisa. The Pasuk says, v'shilach es b'iroi, u'bier b'stei acher. V'shilach defines the Braisa to mean zeher regel. It means the Av, which is regel. V'kenu oimer. How do we know that the word v'shilach refers to regel? Because the pasuk says Mishalchi regel hashar v'chamor. The pasuk uses the word ubier. The word bier comes to talk about shame. V'keinu oimer. How do we know that bier is a word that refers to shame? Because the pasuk says kashivar hagolol atumai. The golol is completely eaten up. So how do we see ubier means shame? Rishonim offer a number of explanations. One is golol means gilui. Sometimes, and that's the way a tooth works. Sometimes the tooth is visible, sometimes the tooth is not visible. Another pshat, golol means waste, it means tsoya, and by eating, tsoya, waste, is produced. Another pshat that Tosfos suggests is golol means shayish, it means like ivory, like marble, which is the same material that teeth are made out of. So, by using these psukim to help us understand what the word v'shilech and the word ubier means, we've been able to understand that shein and regel are included in the pasuk. Says the Gemara Amamar. The Gemara now begins to delve into this braisa. We just said that the word v'shilech refers to regel. V'keinu oimer, as the pasuk uses the word shilech, v'shalchei regel hashar v'chamor. Ask the Gemara, Tam the kos rachmana mishalchei regel hashar v'chamor. It's only because the Torah uses this pasuk that we understand that v'shilach means regel. Halav hachi, which it seems that the Bryce is teaching us, that if I didn't have this backup pasuk of mishalchei regel hashar v'chamor, we cannot define v'shilach to mean regel. Says the Gemara, why not? But my mukmas law, how would we define v'shilach? E karen, if we would try to say it means karen, ksiv, we already learned in yesterday's shir that kiyigach means karen. So v'shilach can't be teaching us karen. E shein, if it's coming to teach us the din of shein, we also said ubier teaches us shein. So obviously v'shilach means v'rego. So if it's obvious that v'shilach means rego, why do we need the pasuk of mishalchei regel hashar v'chamor to help us and prove to us that v'shilach means rego? It's obvious that what it means. Answers the Gemara Itzrich. I need the pasuk to teach us that v'shilach means rego. Because sakadat chamina, were I not to have this pasuk teaching us that v'shilach means rego, I would say idi v'idi ashein. Both the word v'shilach and both the word ubier are talking about the av hamazik of shame. But why do I need two psukim for shame? Because they're two different situations. Had mechalya karna, had loy mechalya karna. One is a situation where, first we'll explain it very simply, where the animal completely uproots the produce groom, and the other is where the animal doesn't completely uproot it, but he just damages it. Ask Rashi. So now that we have two psukim, Rashi asks a very simple question. Now that we have two psukim, both the pasuk, now that we need two psukim, the Gemara is saying, because were we not to have two psukim, we would not know both of these rules. Asks Rashi, let's have only one pasuk. And say that one pasuk is talking about loy mechal yekarna. And then we'll say something very obvious. If loy mechal yekarna is considered a mazik, then certainly mechal yekarna is considered a mazik. So why do we need two psukim? So Tosfos, in answer to the question, says because I would say that the word v'shilach represents the case of mechal yekarna. I can't go and say that the word v'shilach means loy mechal yekarna when it obviously means, I wouldn't be able to say it that way. Rashi says a very simple teretz. It's a teretz that we always use this type of logic. If we have only one pasuk, what are we going to use the one pasuk? For the smaller chiddush. And I would say that what is the pasuk teaching us? Mechal yekarna. And I don't have a pasuk. I don't have a way of learning that loy mechal yekarna is also considered shame. So as we explained, what is the difference between mechal yekarna and loy mechal yekarna? Simple pshat. Mechal yekarna was total destruction. Loy mechal yekarna was there wasn't that uprooting. Ask the Rishonim. As far as the owner of the produce is concerned, what's the difference if it was total destruction or if it wasn't total destruction? If he uprooted it till the root or he uprooted it without going to the root? I lost my produce. So what is the difference between mechal yekarna and loy mechal yekarna? Tosfos, because of this question, takes a different approach. He says the definition of loy mechal yekarna is not that the produce was permanently damaged. It just got very dirty. But it could be washed and used. And therefore, I would maybe think it's not considered a mazik. But that's why I need a pasuk. But how are we going to understand Rashi? How are we going to understand Rashi? So the Mefarshim explain, as far as this year's situation is concerned, there is no difference between mechal yekarna and loy mechal yekarna. The difference is that mechal yekarna, the damage is so significant that it will affect the quality of all future crops. Whereas loy mechal yekarna, you ruined this year's crop, but it didn't affect it permanently, that it will cause that all crops grown here will be deficient. That's the only difference. Says the Gemara, obvious question. V'hash to do kimna regel. Now that we're saying the word v'shilach is teaching us the din of regel, and ubir is teaching us shein. But as we just said, which shein is it teaching us? It's only teaching us shein the mechal yakarna. Shane the loy mechal yakarna. Menolam. How will I know that Shane the loy mechal yakarna should be treated this also as a mazik? Says the Gemara, do me the regal. We compare it to regal. Ma regal, loyshna mechal yakarna, the loyshna loy mechal yakarna. By regal, and there's a machlokes rishonim how to understand this too. Some rishonim say that as far as Shane is concerned, especially the way we just explained the Gemara, we could see the difference between the two types of Shane. But by regal, there's no difference. He trampled. There's no reason to differentiate between Mechai Karno or Loi Mechai Karno. That's one approach in the Rishonim. Another approach in the Rishonim is that by regal, the Pasuk says Vishilach. In the word Vishilach, there's no reason to believe that there's a difference between Mechai Karno and Loi Mechai Karno. So just like by regal, there is no difference. Loishna mechayi karna, v'loishna loy mechayi karna. Af shein, now that shein and regal are in the same pasuk, the same will be the case. Loishna mechayi karna, v'loishna loy mechayi karna. And as Tosfos and the Mefarsh Tosfos explain, this is a concept of hekesh. That when we have two concepts in one pasuk right next to each other, they share the same dinim. Even though we're being makish l'chumra, we're using this hekish as a chumra. The halacha, the Rishonim say, is that whenever we have a hekish, it's a chumra. We can be makish l'chumra or l'kula, we're makish l'chumra. But really, there's a deeper pshat. Some mefarshim explain, what's the reason we should be makish l'chumra? It's very simple. We see already from the Mishnah we learned yesterday that we treat nezikim very seriously. What's the proof? By Nezikin we said you have to pay Mimeitav Aretz. You have to pay from Idyas. So we see that we're very strict when it comes to payments for Nezikin. That's one approach. Another approach, very nice approach, is as follows. By Isser, it's very easy to understand what's a Chumra and what's a Kula. The Chumra is that it's prohibited to do something. The Kula is that it's permitted to do something. By Mammon, it's very hard to decide what's a chumra and what's a kula? Because if I have to pay you, so it's a chumra to me and a kula to you. But if I don't have to pay you, it's a chumra to you and a kula to me. So who's the chumra, who's the kula? So Mefarshim explained the way to understand what chumra is by Nezikin, or by any situation of mammonus, when money will have to be paid, is that the person who's holding on to the money has to pay out the money. I think the way to understand it, it works along the same concept of Hamaitzim Chavera Olav Araya, that the one holding the money is always a stronger person. And that's why here, Hekesh L'Chumra teaches us that the Mazik, who till now is holding on to the money, and now will have to pay it out, Hekesh L'Chumra says that he has to pay it. Continues the Braisa. Omamar, we said at the Braisa that we began the Shia with today, Ubir refers to shame. And we were able to say that, because the Pasuk teaches us to say that, because the Pasuk says, V'keinu Oimer, Kashival HaGolol Atumai. Says the Gemara, Tam Dekos Rechmonesh Kashivar HaGolol Atumai. It's only because the Pasuk uses, because we have that Pasuk, which points us in the direction to say, Ubir means shame. Ask the Gemara a similar question we had before. Halav Hachi, if I wouldn't have this Pasuk, but my Kumna, how would I understand the Pasuk? Eat Keren, Ksiv. We already have a Pasuk for Keren. Kiyigach. Iregel, we have a pasuk for regel. V'shelach. So obviously ubir means shame. So why does the Gemara have to bring the pasuk? The Braisa have to bring the pasuk? Of kishivar agolol atumai to teach us ubir means shame. It's obvious that it means shame. Answer the Gemara, itzrich. I need it. Were I not to have this pasuk, I would say that both v'shelach and both ubir refer to regel. Why do I need two psukim for regal? Hada the ozma meila. One is for a situation where the animal went on its own. Hada shluchi shalchi. And one is where the person, the owner, sent the animal. So I would say both psukim are for regal. Kamash milan, that no, ubir is for shame. So now ask the Gemara, for hash the duki is shame. So now that we've established ubir means shame, regal the ozma meila manalan, the shilach is going to teach us regal, where the owner sent the animal, as the word implies. The shilech, I, the owner, sent out the animal. How will I know that even in a situation where the animal went out on its own and did damage, it's also considered regal? Says the Gemara, Dumi the Shein. Because we compare Regel to Shein. Ma Shein. Just like by Shein. Loishna Shluchei Shluchei. There's no reason to differentiate whether it was sent by the owner. Loishna the Ozma Mela. Or went on its own. Not a Regel is in the same Pasuk as Shein. Af Regel Loishna Shluchei Shluchei. Loishna Ozma Mela. And why by Shein don't we make that difference? And again, we'll say the same Terutzim that we said earlier. One Terutz is because the word Ubir doesn't lend itself to differentiation whether I sent it or went on its own, or there is no svara, there is no logic to differentiate. Ask the Gemara, v'lich d'vrechman of v'shilach, let the Torah just use the word v'shilach, v'loy bayer ubir, and not use the word ubir at all, and we'll say, the mashma regel, or mashma shein, the word v'shilach carries in it the definition of both. Mashma regel, how do we know that the word v'shilach can apply to regel? The pasuk that we quote at the beginning of the shiur, the ksiv mishalchi regel ashar v'chamor, or mash m'shein. At the same time, the word v'shilach can mean shein, the ksiv v'shem behemas ashalchbam. Says the Gemara, ilav kro yisera. If I didn't have two psukim, have amina oyha oyha, I wouldn't say it means both. I would say we have to make a choice. Oy regel, either I'll say means regel. Why would I think the regel is more of a mazik? The zeka motzi, it's very common. Oy shein, or I would say shein, is considered a mazik, the yesh hanola zekai. The fact that the animal enjoys what it's doing. Says the Gemara, michti shkula hein v'yavoy shnayim, the haimenai mafkis. And this line is a very important line of Gemara for Shas. And we'll explain it the way the Uraim. Uraim was a Rishon. Explain it to Gemara. One of the fundamental concepts anyone who ever learns Gemara knows is that a Pasuk could only teach us one rule at a time. The now teaches us the Gemara. If we have a Pasuk that equally could teach us two rules, and there's nothing pointing that it should teach one rule more than the other rule, it'll teach us two rules. One of the examples is the pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, Lo'soich Lo'al Adam, that has, if you remember Rashi there, has many different explanations. And the Uraim there also asks, how could this one pasuk carry so many different meanings that are even not connected to each other? So he answers, because there's no reason to say it means one thing more than the other. And that's what our Gemara is teaching us. If the word v'shilech, as the Gemara taught us a minute ago, can include in its meaning, both shein and regel, and there's nothing teaching us, or there's nothing forcing us to say it means more one than the other, so it teaches us both. So we're back to the kasha. Let the Torah just use the word v'shilech, and v'shilech will teach us both shein and regel. Why do we need both the words v'shilach and ubir? Answers the Gemara, itzruch. Sa'akadat ha'mina, if I only had the word v'shilach, I would say yes. It means both shein and regel. But it only means it in the sase with shluchei shluchei, that I, the owner, sent out the animal. Avol, ozlem emela, if the animal went on its own, even if it's including shein and regel, loy, that's not included. Mashmalon, that's why we need Ubir. So now that we have Ubir, we go back to what we learned earlier. V'shilech means regal. Ubir means shein. And the dinim of shein applied to regal. And the dinim of regal applied to shein. So now, all we've done is establish that shein and regal are always nezikin. Ask the Gemara, told the shein mayhi. What is the told of shein? Says the Gemara, niskakcha b'kais lat nasa. If it rubbed itself against a wall, it had an itch. So it scratched itself against the wall. And here we have a very interesting question in the Rishonim already. Well, and then the wall fell. By scratching on it, then it did it for its pleasure and it fell. What would be the halacha if an animal scratched itself, rubbed itself against another animal? Will that be shein or not? So the Rishonim aren't sure, because you can't know why it's doing it. Is it doing it because it's just itchy? Or is it doing it because it wants to damage? If it's doing it because it has a scratch, it's shame. If it's doing because it wants to do damage, it's Karen. Very different rules. But says the Sma, a very interesting din. Let's say the animal rubbed itself against the wall. And then it went and rubbed itself against another animal. The fact that it rubbed itself against the wall first is clearly an indication that this animal has an itch. And therefore, when it rubbed itself against another animal, it will be considered a situation of shame. The next told of shame, tin for Paris lanosoi. It made Paris, it rolled around in fruit, that's how it was playing, and it ruined the fruit. Interesting, machloikas v'shoinim. What will be the halacha if the animal relieved itself on fruit and it ruined the fruit? Is that considered tinfa peir lanosa? On one hand, the Rach says it is, because relieving oneself is a hana. But on the other hand, the fruit didn't help create that hana. It was there as the hana was happening, but it didn't create the hana. It's machloikas v'shoinim if that's a told of shay. What would it be if it's not shame? Nothing. Ask the Gemara. So now we've identified what the Avishain is, we've identified what the Toldos of Shain are. And the Gemara is suggesting that maybe that's where Apapa said the Toldos are not like the Ovos. Ask the Gemara. Maishno Shain. What is the defining characteristic of Shain? The Yesh Hanola Zeka, Umamayna Vishmarasa Alecha. So the Toldos have the exact same characteristics. Haninami yesh hanola zeka umemaincha v'shmirasan alecha. So why should there be a difference? Ella, it must be the Tod of the Shein Kishein. Before we leave talking about Shein, the Gemara said that one of the defining characteristics of Shein is hanosa, that the animal has hanor. So there's a machlekes how to understand that. Some explain that the fact that the animal enjoys what it's doing, it's deriving pleasure from what it's doing, it brings it into the category of a mazik. Because it has intent to do it, because it has intent to achieve this pleasure. Others say that the hanosa is not necessarily what makes it into a mazik. Having hana is not a reason one way or another that something should be considered a mazik. Rather, what the Gemara means is the Gemara is giving us the characteristics. And the characteristic of shame is that the animal has pleasure. So the Gemara suggests, the key come Rapapa. Where did Rapapa say that the Toldo is not like the Av? A Toldo the Regal. Regarding Regal. So the Gemara analyzes it. First, ask the Gemara, Toldo the Regal Mayi. What is the Toldo the Regal? Says the Gemara, Zika begufa derech lucha. If the animal, as it's walking, does damage with its body, Besara, its hair, gets entangled in something and breaks it, derech lucha. B'shlif shaleh, b'prumbi shvipiyah, the yoke around its neck, the bit in its mouth, b'zuk shvipit savara, it's wearing something, and it does damage. So ask the Gemara, ma'ishna regal da zeke motzi, what is the defining characteristic of regal? It's common. It's common for an animal to walk. U'memayncha v'shmirasa alecha. Hani nami ha zeke motzi, u'memayncha v'shmirasa alecha. So there's no reason to differentiate between the told of the regal and regal. A told of the regal, karegal. So what we've done, is we've learned a very nice Amud Gemara, where the Gemara has taught us what the Av of Shein is, what the told of Shein is, what the Av of regal is, what the told of regal is. But the Gemara has also taught us that the told of Shein should be treated like Shein, and the told of regal should be treated like regal. And we still need to find where to apply Rav Papa's rule that the Toldo is not treated like the Av. So says the Gemara, suggests the Gemara, the key come Rav Papa, where did Rav Papa say that the Toldo is not treated like the Av? A Toldo the Bar. The next, one of the other Mazikim, this is an open passing in the Torah, it's a Mazik Bar, the Toldo Bar. Ask the Gemara, Toldo the Bar, mind you. What is the Toldo the Bar? Ilema, Av Yud, that the Av is when the bar is 10 tefachim deep, the Toldo tes. And the Toldo is when the bar is only 9 tefachim deep. And the halach is that when the bar is 10 tefachim deep and an animal falls in and dies, you're chayiv. If it's only 9 tefachim deep and the animal dies, you're not chayiv. If it's 9 tefachim deep and the animal gets damaged, you're chayiv. Ask the Gemara, Lightesksivi, Velayuksivi. Well, how can we say that this is the Av and this is the Tolda? The Torah doesn't talk about nine tefachim. The Torah doesn't talk about ten tefachim. Says the Gemara, that's not true. Holo kasha. The Torah does talk about ten tefachim and nine tefachim. Because the Torah, when it speaks about the mazik abar, says v'ameis yeloi, the dead animal remains with the nizik, om rachmana, and the Gemara says, what does that pasuk teach us? That it's up to the Rabbanon to teach us when a bar can kill and when a bar can't kill. The Kimlul Rabbanon, and Chazal taught us, the Jud, a bar that's 10 tefachim deep, Avdin Misin can kill. Tess, a bar that's only 9 tefachim deep, Nizikin Avdi, it can do damage, Misaloy Avdi. And if the animal does die when it falls into a bar that's only 9 tefachim deep, it's not considered a situation that the bar killed the animal. The animal was an oinus. It has nothing to do with my bar. Says the Gemara, but now that we've established that the Torah left it up to Chazal to define and explain the pasuk, soif soif, ze'av l'misa, what did Rabbanan in explaining the pasuk teaching us? That a bar that's 10 tefachim deep is av hamazik as far as death of an animal. And this is an av hamazik as far as the damage of an animal. We don't find yet the av and the tolda. We began, what is the av bar? What is the tolda bar? What is the tolda bar? Says the Gemara, it refers to the situation, avnei sekinu masoi, if somebody left a stone, a knife, a package, shenichem b'shus rabim, somebody left them b'shus rabim, v'ziku, and they did damage. Ask the Gemara, exactly what is the case that we're talking about? Hechidami. Idaf grinu, if the package that I left in Shus Rabim, I was mafker. That's the one Rabbein and Rabbein and Shmuel had a bar. That's the exact situation of a bar. What's the difference if it's a dig, if it's a ditch, or it's a mountain, so to speak? Ella v the loyif grinu, it must be that I still was not mafkerit. And by definition, a bar, we'll get into this more, Mitzshem and Masechta, is an area that I don't own. The classical example of a bar is a bar b'Shus Rabim. I don't own the Shus Rabim. Here, if I own the package, it's not a bar. Ila Shmuel, Shmuel says, the fact that I own the package, that I wasn't mafkrit, kulam lebar lemadnu, it's still part of the category bar, hainu bar. It's still situation of bar. It's still the ava bar. If, on the other hand, lerav, who taka says that once I own the package, it can't be considered a situation of bar. It's a situation of shor, my property did damage, just like my animal did damage. Vila Rav Damakum Shor Lamadnu Hainu Shor. Because Maishnabar, she came Tchilas Asiyas Lanezek, Mimaincha Vishmiras Nalecha. A bar, from when it's created, is there that it could cause damage. And it's mine, and I'm not responsible. Haninami tchilas asiyos nezek, umamaincha vishmarasa alecha. So the Mefarshim are very troubled with this Gemara. The Gemara is obviously following the opinion of Shmuel, that this is a case of bar. So why did the Gemara bring Rav's opinion in middle? What the Gemara should have done, Pnei Yeshua discusses this. The Gemara should have said, according to Shmuel, this is a situation of bar. And this is a situation of told the bar. And should it be treated like an av or not? And the Gemara says it is treated like an av because it has all the characteristics of it. Why does the Gemara bring Rav's opinion that it's shor in the middle? According to Rav, that's not what we're looking for. We're looking for bar. So we should only be focusing on Shmuel. So I saw Pnei Yeshua says a beautiful teretz. Lam Nisha teretz. He says like this. If we began with the Gemara just saying that this is a case of bar, Shmuel's opinion, it's obvious there's no difference between a bar that's a pit or a package that I left in the street. And there would be no reason to go through a shakla vitaria even in the Gemara to differentiate between this case and that case. It's only after Rav says, you know, if you weren't mafkir a package, what is it? Shor. So it's not so obvious that this is bar. What's the raya that's not so obvious that it's bar? The fact that Rav calls it shor. Therefore, the Gemara now has a geshmak akasha, maybe Shmuel, that Taka does call it bar, but it's not identical to bar. So the Gemara, why should I differentiate? It has all the same characteristics of bar, and therefore the Av and Toldah should be treated the same way. It's interesting to note, this goes back also to a concept that we discussed in the previous shiur. One of the prime examples, everybody agrees to this, Lomachloikus Rabban Shmuel of bar, is an area, is a bar b'shus Rabban, that's the pasuk in the Torah, that I don't own. But the Gemara, when it just describes bar, what does the Gemara define, say are the defining characteristics of bar? T'chilas asiyos lo nezek, or memaincha, it's yours. It's not memaincha. It's a bar b'shus Rabban. It's not yours. How is the Gemara saying that that's what bar is all about? It's not memaincha, it's not yours. So this goes back to the concept that we said yesterday. Then when the Mishnah and the Gemara, because we're going to have this word memaincha, keeping up, coming up, uses the word memaincha, it doesn't mean that I have ownership, necessarily. Anything that I'm responsible for, as far as Hilchus Mezikin is concerned, is considered memaincha as mine. And since the Torah says that I'm responsible for the bar that I dug, then it's considered memaincha, even though maybe... even though legally it's not considered my property. Ela tala debar kabar. The tala debar is considered like bar. The ki kama rab papa, where did rab papa say that tala same laf ki yotzug behen? Says the Gemara. The Gemara suggests a tala namahav. But as we said yesterday, there's a very big machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. So again, we're going to spend Baruch Hashem time learning what is mava. As we said yesterday, we don't even know what mava means. Mind you, what is mava? Ila Shmuel, according to Shmuel, Dama mava zushen. Shmuel defines mava in the Mishnah to be shen. Chokimna, we already established on Amud Aleph the told of the shen kishen, that there's no reason to differentiate between av and told by shen. Ila Rav, that says the mava ze odom, it refers to Avos, Adam Hamazik, my Avos or my Toldos Ispay. So first we have to identify what is Av Hamazik by Adam Hamazik when a person does damage, and what is the Toldo. My Avos or my Toldos Ispay. V'chi tema, maybe your success, that Av means that when the person is near, that when the person is awake, he did damage. Toldo is Yoshin, is when the person is sleeping. Ask the Gemara Vatanan, we're going to learn a Mishnah Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis, Adam Mu'ud La'olam Ben Er Ben Yashin. The Halacha doesn't view being up or sleeping as a difference as far as an Adam HaMazik. Ella, a Keich V'Neir. When somebody spit and his saliva or from phlegm from his nose, and they went and they did damage. Hechidami. So again, what is the case that Keicha V'Neya did damage? Iba the Hazli, the Hadi, the Azli Kamaski, as they were traveling, they did damage. Keichu Hava, that's the exact situation of Adam HaMazik. My act created a situation of Hezek. Ibasa the Nayach, if they fell on the floor and somebody slipped on them, Bein L'Rab, Bein L'Shmuel, that's certainly something that I have nafker. It's not something that I own, and everybody agrees, Hainabar. Ella told the Mava, even if we'll say the Mava means Adam HaMazik, there's no difference between the Av and the Tolda. So we're back to where we started. We're looking really almost too blot. The Rapapa told us there is a case by Nezikin that the Toldas are not treated like the others, and yet we haven't been able to find such a case. Says the Gemara, Ki Kam Rapapa, would Rapapa say this? A Tolda Deish. Ask the Gemara, Toldadesh Mainihu. What is the case of Toldadesh? Ilema, Avnei Sekina Masoi, Shenicha Beresh Gagoi, a person left these different articles on the roof of his home, V'naf L'ruach Metziroi, V'ziku, and then they flew off the roof and did damage, is again, Heichidami, exactly what happened here. I, V'hadiduka Ma'azli Maski, as they were flying, they did damage. That's the exact case of Eish. That the Eish, as it's traveling, burns and does damage. Naishna Eish, the Kayach Achim Orba Behen. What is the defining characteristic of Eish? That there's an outside Kayach involved. Umamayna Ushmaras and Alecha. Hani Nami, all these articles that are flying off my roof, Kayach Achim Urbehen, Umamayncha Vishmaras and Alecha. So it should be considered exactly like Eish. El Tala de Eish Keish. There's no reason to differentiate. So I saw that the Rishonim make a very interesting observation. The Gemara is saying that what is the defining characteristics of Eish? Koyach Achim Urban. That it's not the fire itself. The fire doesn't have any brains. The fire doesn't have any ability to go anything. It's the wind that blows the fire, that makes the fire travel. Ask the Mefarshim, yesterday in the Mishnah, when the Mishnah wanted to teach us why we can't learn one mazik from another mazik, the Mishnah says, you know what? Maybe Eish is not a mazik. Why is Eish not a mazik? Because all the other mazikim have ruach chayim, odma mazik, shara mazik, do the damage by themselves. Eish has a koyach achim uruv. So in the Mishnah yesterday, we said that koyach achim uruv is a reason why something should not be a mazik. And now we're saying that Koyach Achim Urban is a reason why it should be a mazik. So what is it? So if we follow the approach that we quoted earlier in the shir, that when the Gemara over here is defining characteristics of mazikin, it's not teaching us kulos or chumras. It's just teaching us facts. This is what it is. Not that it makes it a reason that it should be a mazik, or not that this is a reason it shouldn't be a mazik. It's not a kasha. Eish, by definition, to do hezek, requires koyach achim uruv. But it doesn't necessarily require, it doesn't necessarily make it more of a mazik. That's one way of explaining. Another way of explaining, the Rashba says this, a very bechidish. Sometimes koyach achim uruv is a reason to say it is a mazik, it's a chumra, and sometimes it's a kula. And let's understand the Rashba. How could the same concept serve as a kula as a chumra? It's very simple. When I'm comparing Eish to other mazikim, where other mazikim don't require a koyach acher, and Eish does require a koyach acher, it's all the reason in the world to say that these other items are mazikim and Eish isn't. But when I'm judging Eish on its own, as Al-Gemara now is, not in comparison to anything else, but just on its own, Koyach Achim Uruv does create a situation, a dangerous situation. Fire and wind is a fatal combination, and that's why it's considered a mazik. So we still need to understand Rapapa. The Kikam Rapapa, a Tolu de Regal. He's referring to Tolu de Regal. Ask the Gemara, that we already went through. Hokimna, we already said it on an Aleph, the Tolu de Regal Karegal. Says the Gemara, Bechati Nezik Tzorairus. There's a special din that if an animal is walking and as it walks, pebbles shoot off to the side, the hilchas gemirala, there's halacha mashmas Sinai, that you only pay chatzi nezek. So v'amai karlei toldo, the regel, l'shalom and aliyah. You don't, even though you pay chatzi nezek, you do pay from, even if the animal that did damage is not equal to the amount you have to pay, you still have to take money out of your pocket. Ask the Gemara from a by Rava. This is not obvious. Rava asked the question. The by Rava, Chatzin Nezik Tzorairus. The thing that we say by Tzorairus, you pay Chatzin Nezik. Meguf Mishalom or Meraliyah Mishalom. Why was the reason Rava asked the question? Because we're going to learn, we learned, that a Tam, when it does Karen, pays Chatzin Nezik. The Aloch is that Chatzin Nezik that the Tam pays, it pays Megufoy. So now the Gemara wants to know what would be the din of Chatzin Nezek Tzorairus. Does it have the same din as Chatzin Nezek of a Tam by Karen that pays Megufa only? Or he doesn't pay Meliyah? And Rava had a question. Says the Gemara, the Rava takami ba'ilei. Rava had a question. Rababa pshitalari. Rapapa was obvious that it pays Menaliyah. So ask the Gemara. So according to Rapapa, we Baruch Hashem have found a situation of Tolda de Regal. What's the situation of Tolu de Regal? Chatzin Nezek Tzorairus. That you pay Menaliyah. Abel Rava de Mibayle, Amai Karle Tolu de Regal, a patur b'shus rabban. That the halach is that regal, you're not chayv b'shus rabban for regal, because the animal has a right to walk there. The chatzin has a tzoreris are the same. So now ask the mafarshim the obvious question. Why do we, according to Rav Papa, say that it's a toll of the regal? Because you pay him an aliyah. Say it's a toll of the regal because he agrees with Rava that you popped in Rishos Rabim like you are by regal. Answer the Rishonim. The Rif says this. Because the Gemara knew that according to our Papa, the din indeed is that you pay him an aliyah. And that's why the Gemara wanted to say what the din really is. So according to our Papa, actually, the reason it's a toll of the regal is for two reasons. Number one is because you pay him an aliyah. And number two is because you popped in Rishos Rabim. Whereas according to Rava, it's only a toll of the regal because you potter in Rishus Rabim, but it's not the same as the Av. Because by the Av of regal, you pay Nezek Shalem, and by the toll of regal, you only pay Chatzi Nezek. And the Mefarshim point out, it's not only done by regal. Tzroiris of shame, that means if the animal, not what it ate, but as an offshoot of its eating did damage, the same halachal mashmas sina would be applicable that you play chatzi nezek. Aye, so what does the Gemara say that as the example? So they say the chatzi nezek of regal, chatzi nezek tzroiris are much more common than chatzi nezek of shame. So then I saw a very interesting shaila without an answer. What about keren? We say a tam by keren pays chatzi nezek. What would be a tam that did tzroiris of keren? Does he pay a quarter? Because you always half what you have to pay when it's tzroiris, or you never pay less than half. It's an interesting shayla. Zok the Gemara. Hamava v'heva. So as we quoted earlier in the shir, my mava, rav of a mava ze odom. Rav says the mava means odom amazik, v'shmul am a mava ze hashem. Rav am a mava ze odom. The ksiv am a shomer, os a boik v'gam laila, famous pasuk in Yishaya, night has come, day has come, im tevayu and bayu. You could daven to Hashem. So Mefarshim asked the obvious question. According to Rav, the Mava means Odom. Shouldn't the Mishnah have said Odom? We wouldn't have any problem. We would save ourselves so much headache trying to say that Mava means Odom. Say Odom. So one pshat is, so two answers to this question. One answer to this question is that an Odom that's a Mazik is not a mensch. He's not an Odom. So we can't call such a person an Adam. What does Adam mean? That he's a mensch. He's not a mensch if he's a mazik. Another pshat that I saw is what the Pasuk and the Mishnah are teaching us a tremendous lesson. What makes a person special? So Bemis Rashi, the Rashi and the Targum speak about it in Parashat Bereishis. L'ruach memalala, the ability to speak. But the Sifrei Musar go a step further. So I could speak. Goyim could also speak. That I could use my mouth to speak tefillah, davening. Mava, you know what makes a person? Im tevayun bayun. That we have the ability to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why an Adam HaMazik is only a Yisrael, because a Yisrael uses his mouth to daven, not Goyim. V'shmul Amar, Mava zu Hashem. Diksiv, Ech nech besu Esav, Nivu metzpoinov. So it says the Ramai Mashma. How do we explain that this pasuk is referring to shame? Ki mitagrim Rabbi Yosef. Ichten espabish Esav. How does Esav try to hide? Is galam et meroi. We can reveal his intention. Tosfos wants to say the why. Why does the Gemara say the Rabbi Yosef was the one that said the targum? Because we know throughout Shas Rabbi Yosef was a suma. He was blind. And Dvaram Shabaksavi at Rishal Loimer Malpeh, so he couldn't learn Chumash, couldn't learn Nach, so that's why he had to learn Targum. But Taisus, there's 3 points to be made, Taisus says. Number one, just like we know that Dvaram Shabaksavi may be said, or written down, we discussed this in Sech the Kedushin, because Esas is Lashem, Haferet Teresecha, the same thing goes for somebody who's blind, he's allowed to learn Torah Shabaksav, by heart, otherwise he won't learn. Furthermore, we see from this, from Tosfos, that the din of Dvaram Shebaksav Yat Rishon Lomer Malpeh doesn't only apply to Chumash, it even applies to Nach, because this is a pasuk that he's quoting from Avadya. Moreover, we see that according to the Maskon of Taisvis, it doesn't only apply to the Psukim, it even applies to the Targum. V'Rav asked the Gemara, my Tamalayim Kishmul, why doesn't Rav agree with Shmuel that Mavim means Shein, Mitani, Niva? If that's what it means Shein, it should say Niva. Shmuel, my Tamalayim Rav, that Mavim means Adam, Amalach, Mitani Bua. Ask the Gemara, Michti, crawl like a Makadaiki, like a Makadaiki. The Pasuk isn't really fit perfectly, not for Rav and not for Shmuel. So Rav, my Tamalayim Kishmul. He said, because according to Rav, the Mishnah already said Shar, and Shar includes Kamil de Shar. And we'll stop here.